It's the 21st century and we're in Norway. Babies are snatched from the loving arms of their parents. Infants are grabbed from kindergarten and children are seized at school by an organization that was meant to put the best interest of the child first. These are the true life stories of the forgotten children.
Forgotten children.
Forgotten children.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Forgotten Children podcast. In this episode, we'll be dealing again with the case of Amy Jacobson and her son Tyler, both American citizens. And Tyler was forcefully removed from Amy when he was 19 months old. This happened back in July of 2013. And if you haven't listened to the last episode, then I would suggest that you stop right here and listen to that episode, because there you can actually hear an interview that I did with Amy and also with Kevin, the father of the boy. So if you do that, then you get some more information. But I've asked Amy, why did the Barnevernet, the child welfare protection service, why did they show up in the first place to take the baby? And it was because there was a person who knows the family, and this person wanted to hurt Amy real badly, and so this person called the Barnevernet, the child protection service, not because the person was concerned about the well-being of the boy, but about hurting Amy. And then the next thing that happens is that they show up with the police. So the Barnevernet comes with the police and they take them to the hospital. And then the doctor examines the boy and says, well, he should have weighed 10 kilos and not 9.6 kilos. And he was also concerned that the boy was primarily breastfed. And that was the argument then why Barnevernet then took the boy into care. And because Amy is an American citizen, they took parental rights away, because they were concerned that she could take the boy home to America. So that's, in real short summary, the story. And I, of course, wanted to know from a legal perspective, how does this case look? And I have also met with Mariusz Rajkaros, also in Poland, because I met Amy in Poland at a protest that was going on there. And Mariusz Rajkaros, he was also there, and he is a human rights counsel and human rights expert and activist. And he told me how he views this case. And I did also this interview in Poland with him. So my next guest here is Mariusz Rajkaros from Norway. You're Norwegian and you are a human rights expert, and you have looked into Amy's case. What is your perspective from a human rights perspective? How do you view this case?
Well, from a human rights perspective, I'm terrified. I've seen so many violations already, and I'm not the only one who's been saying that, because only a few months ago we had the same questions I've asked the Norwegian government, but this time the questions were addressed from the Human Rights Court. And the Human Rights Court addressed three specific questions to the Norwegian government. The first question is, why is not the biological mother reunified with her son? The second question is, why is not the mother allowed to see her son at all? And the third question is, why the mother is not allowed, or why the child is kept in a secret address. All these three questions, which is raised in another case, are exactly relevant to Amy's case as well. She has not seen her son for years, and she doesn't know, even know where he is. And these questions have not even been debated in the Norwegian courts. Meaning that there is a clear violation of Article 13 and Article 6 of the Convention, saying that you are entitled to have an effective case trial. But that never happens in Norway, unfortunately. And I think that To be very frank with you, I think that the Norwegian courts are speculating, especially with young families, that they're not aware of their rights, and they are literally being deprived of rights in the way that these human rights are fundamental. They are to be respected. Norway has ratified the conventions. The only problem is that these convention rights are never being tried in the Norwegian courts. So I have urged Amy to address these questions, the same questions, to the European Court, because we already have a case which is similar to her case in there. So I think she has a good chance to succeed if she puts that case in there. The problem is, of course, that it takes many, many years. But I think that we have to turn Amy's case into a new Bonario case. That's what I think. Because that case, Amy's case, is a perfect example of how bad this is. Is that you have all the elements of violation in this case, and you can never, and you, there are no way that the government can win in the human rights court in this case. So my hope is, of course, to see the same international commitment also in Amy's case, because not only for Amy, but also for the other people who suffers. But I think that by doing her case as another pilot case, I think that we can have more focus upon what actually are the relevant human rights violations in a more specific manner. And I think we can do that by bringing awareness to Amy's case. So, and that's basically why we're here as well, to find another pilot case, and by Amy's case is perfect for that.
So in other words, Amy hasn't done anything wrong that would justify the behavior that she has experienced from the authorities.
No, I mean, look at her and look at her boyfriend. I mean, they're young, healthy, normal Norwegian people. They haven't done anything wrong. I mean, they have just been victims for a cruel system. And I look upon them and say to myself that the state has already taken almost 4 years of their lives. Be honest about that. And by looking into this injustice, and if we accept injustice like this to be accepted, I think that we are partly guilty ourselves. So I think it's for every human being very important to bring awareness that you can make a change and you can be something more important than yourself. And in my opinion, fighting for injustice is the most important battle you can ever fight. So, and that's for you as well. I'm very impressed that you have come all this way from Vienna. I've come all this way from Norway, but it's an easy choice for us, right? Because we believe in something more important than ourselves. And that's where we're sitting here, enjoying a good time in Warsaw, because we think that we have a mission in life to fight injustice. And my favorite word is that if you don't fight for others when their rights are being trampled, who will then fight for you when your rights are being trampled? And it's, in my perspective, it's that easy. So, let's make it a new Bonario case. And now, but the battle has to continue, of course. So that's a responsibility you and me have for bringing more awareness to the atrocities that are going on.
Thank you very much for your insight.
Well, thank you for coming, and thank you for our friendship, and for making good times for us as well. So we will continue.
Yeah, this will wrap it up for today, for today's episode. Thank you very much for listening. If you want to follow this case in particular, then you can check the Facebook page, which is entitled Norway Return Tyler to Amy. You can click on it, like it, and share it with others, as well as our main Facebook site, which is called Step Up for Children's Rights. With that being said, I thank you so much for listening, and please tune in again when we come up with another episode. Until then, I wish you all the best. Please subscribe to the podcast. Please share it with others so that other people can also know what's going on there in Norway. Thank you so much for listening. Bye-bye.